It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. Good to have you with us. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Democrat Hillary Clinton's campaign says it is considering sending more money and resources to Georgia. It's one of a few Republican-dominated states that the Clinton campaign is eyeing as a possible win should Clinton take the election in a landslide. But despite the talk that Georgia is a presidential battleground, there's little or no chance the Democrats will gain control of the Republican-dominated state legislature. Still, the Democrats see this year as a chance to take a bigger-than-normal step toward that goal, and WABE's Johnny Coffman is here to talk about state legislative races. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, Dennis.
Okay, you've been looking at the House and Senate rosters, the Atlanta House and Senate rosters. For Democrats to take control of the legislature, what would they need to do?
Well, Democrats need to flip about 30 seats total, and there's basically no chance they can pull that off. Here's why. So there are very few races in Georgia where a Democrat and a Republican will even be on the ballot. About 15% of the Senate races and only 20% of the House races.
And that's because of the way the legislature, which at the time it happened was dominated by Republicans, that's the way they drew the lines. They draw the lines for the districts.
Exactly, exactly. And it looks even less likely Democrats could take over when we consider which of those few races are actually competitive. From what I've heard from sources on both sides, there's really only a handful of competitive Senate and House races. Nowhere near enough for the Democrats to take control of either chamber.
All right. So if power doesn't change hands in the legislature, and we have so few competitive races, as you just pointed out, what's at stake here, especially for Democrats who keep saying they want to be the majority again?
It's all about the supermajority. So Republicans are right on the edge of a supermajority in both the House and the Senate. What a supermajority does is it's 120 in the House, 37 in the Senate, and it's needed for constitutional amendments and veto overrides. So when it comes down to issues we're looking at next session, casino gambling, that would take a constitutional amendment. And the Democrats are going to have a big say in that, even if the Republicans have a supermajority. Georgia House Minority Leader Stacey Abrams says more Democrats means more influence over that issue and others, like Medicaid expansion, for example. And Abrams is known for working with Republicans to get some small wins for her party.
We're going to disagree on some issues. We're going to agree on others. And I think the more folks we have at the table, the more we can get, but also the more opportunities we have to really think broadly about what the state should look like.
Besides just influence over issues and debates, there's also a sort of momentum factor here. The more Democrats win, the more likely they hold their seats the next time around, and the party can sort of expand from there.
And that's the idea of basically a gradual bit-by-bit strategy. They'll be assisted by demographic changes taking place in the state. It doesn't look, in terms of population, quite the way it did when the Republicans drew those extra safe districts those many years ago.
Yeah, and the Democrats are really focused on two areas of the state, the areas around Metro Atlanta, which kind of tend to go either way, and the demographics are really changing. For instance, in like Gwinnett County, Henry County, they see some possibility to win seats there. Also, in Southwest Georgia, we don't hear about this so much, but down in the corner of the state, there are a lot of Democrats down there. Republicans, though, hold most of the seats. And I think specifically Minority Leader Abrams has brought more focus on those races. They're hoping to pick a few of those up.
But there will be some competitive races, even if they're just a few. What are a couple of the ones that you're watching really closely in the Atlanta area?
Yeah, one that's likely to be really competitive is House District 80. That's currently held
by Brookhaven, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. That's currently held by Taylor Bennett, a Democrat. It was a Republican before him. Republican Megan Hansen is really pushing there, and that's one that I think is going to be a toss-up, too.
And there's probably a little money in that one on both sides.
There is. There's definitely money going into that on both sides. And if you look, say, in Henry County, there's a seat there held by Republican Brian Strickland. There's a lot of money going into that race on both sides, and we will see that is one that could kind of go depending on how the presidential election goes, actually.
And the reason that there is so much attention being paid to those races is, number one, they're some of the few competitive races, and number two, they could tip the balance one way or the other in terms of giving the Republicans that supermajority that you talked about that can influence so many things.
Exactly, yeah. And, you know, the supermajority will really help the Republicans out. If we have casino gambling come up next session, for example, that's one where they would need a constitutional amendment. And, you know, the Democrats are going to have a say no matter what there, just because you'll have some Republicans who won't go with the party. But Representative Abrams says the more Democrats we have, the more influence we can have over those conversations.
And you alluded to this just a moment ago. The implication is that Republicans all agree among themselves. And we all know that that's not true, especially in this election year. They have been divided among themselves over their presidential candidate.
Right. It's something, you know, Donald Trump is something that Republicans have been talking about. Here's State Representative Matt Hatchett. He's heads the political committee for the Republicans in the House.
Early on, we met with our members and said, you run your race and let the other races run themselves, but we're staying focused on our people.
Now, Democrats think Trump gives them a really big chance here to make some extra gains this year. Abrams says Trump will push women to vote for Clinton and Democrats down ballot. You know, I have spoken to Republican women who say they won't vote for Trump, but many of them also say they will vote for the Republicans down ballot. So that's something that we're going to be watching closely on election night to see, you know, maybe a county that goes for Clinton still goes for the Republicans down ballot. It's really just hard to say.
And are the Republicans hoping that Johnny Isaacson, who's the next highest candidate on the ballot, the incumbent Republican senator, will kind of act as a firewall because he is expected to get a lot of GOP and some Democratic votes, and that might help Republicans below him on the ballot because with any luck from a Republican point of view, they will have already turned back to their party to vote for him.
Definitely. And, you know, Senator Isaacson, his campaign is really the backbone of the Republican campaign statewide. I think right now there's a lot of money there. He's well liked by most Republicans. And so you're right. I think that having Senator Isaacson on the ballot will likely help some of those down ballot folks.
WABE political reporter Johnny Kaufman. Johnny, thanks so much.
Thanks, Dennis.